5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Does he feature in Iraq?
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, he is.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Feel good.
Oh, feel good. How could you not? One day to get before a long weekend, but your Thursday edition jam-packed, Phil.
Yes.
Mick Fanning on the line to talk about the big trees, plus his golf day.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Friedman, superstar horse trainer, before he plans his Aussie assault on Royal Ascot. We go to the family on a topic that you're bringing. Thirsty Thursday footy. Jing in brackets, maybe.
Oh,
maybe the king of kings. He meant everything to me, that guy. Plus a joke, as I welcome the man who tells them, Mr. Anthony William Brown.
A daisy, Royal Ascot, too. Ascot.
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 I've been corrected. In. Yeah,
right.
Okay, we can talk to...
I'll tell you what we have got today and tonight. Sports feast. What do you do tonight?
Do you sit down
and watch St. Kilda and Sydney at
on
the SCG?
On one screen?
And on the other screen, do you watch Australia and India?
Well, I'll be trying to.
And then you listen to the Triple M call.
Mm.
So, wow.
You can have it all. The Rugby League's on tonight as well.
Rugby
Vanderpump
League.
Rules reunion. It's all happening.
We won't be going out for dinner tonight. Or if we are, we're home at...
early dinner.
Very, very much so. So, a footy feast. Rabsy, how are you, mate?
It's not long before this shattered Essendon fan, after blowing high range roadside, lands in the bus trying to recall his drinks tally.
35? I've had a few.
That's more goals than they kicked last year. And he's had 35.
Drink responsibly, mate. Yes. Come on. Hydrate responsibly.
You watch that show. It's quite interesting.
It's good. Oh, it yeah. You can always tell.
Yeah, when they've had a couple. How many had? Oh, well, couple?
Okay, two or three?
Two or three.
When was the last one, mate? 15 minutes ago?
We shouldn't be laughing at
no,
that.
No,
because
we shouldn't.
It's time to talk. Whap, whap, whap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time yes. for...
Rappy!
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Footy is back on a Thursday.
Yes, how good.
Like it. We love it. Both teams coming off a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Franklin's 350th game, if
yes.
you don't mind. Sydney, Rampy in. That helps.
Big
that
in.
Does help. They're 12th on the ladder. Saints are 5th, by the way.
Mm.
We're somehow leaning towards Sydney.
Yes, we are. Well, Buddy's 350th. SCG, the Saints haven't won there since 2009, as Mozza told us yesterday.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Parker out for Sydney. Suspension. That hurts. Owens comes in and Winhager. So they've got a couple of good ins there.
Mm.
Don't mind that. So who are you thinking just off the top?
I'm going with the Swans.
Yes.
I'm going with the romance of it, Bill.
All right. Then so am I. Buddy kicks a three or four.
Maybe more.
Win.
Yeah,
good.
Be nice.
What about the Eagles? Ryan Marich.
Oh, yeah.
Will make his debut, AFL debut for the West Coast Eagles against Adelaide on Saturday. He was picked up as number one pick in the mid-season rookie draft. 10 days ago, I caught up with him. I said, how does it feel?
Pretty surreal, I guess. Only got drafted like a week ago. I've only been here for like maybe 4 or 5 days. So to go sort of straight in pretty quickly, it's pretty crazy. I'm just over the moon, I guess. So it sort of all happened pretty quickly, but nah, so happy.
Oh, well
put,
done.
Did you put the backing track to that?
How
as well?
Does it feel? Tell us about him, Daisy.
He's from Druin.
Yeah.
Good boy, 3818. He's a redhead, I can tell you that much.
Good.
It got really fat throughout COVID, like a few of us. Had to drop 24 kilos.
24?
So he was plodding around in the forward line for Druin. Forward line.
Actually playing at Druin.
Playing at Druin. And then lost all this weight, went to Gippy Power, did well there. Then went to Box Hill, 193 centimetre. Medium-sized forward, really good goal sense.
Right, good. Well, Callum Toomey has told us it'll be his sixth team he has played for this year.
Right.
The West Coast Eagles. Gippsland Power, Young Guns, Vic Country, Box Hill Hawks, Eagles in the Waffle, and now the seniors.
He'd never been to Perth before he got drafted.
Oh, wow.
Now he's over there playing for them.
Well, good luck to him.
Bloody oath. Good on him. Hopefully he doesn't get injured.
Oh, the Bombers are saying that 2 metre Peter.
Ooh.
Peter Wright might be back this weekend. Oh. Got to get through training.
Wow.
Big 2 metre.
Wow. Heard of their clash with the Blues.
George Hewitt.
Uh-oh.
George Hewitt's been ruled out for the Carlton footy side on out of Sunday night. Sorry, he's been ruled out. Tom Jonas has been overlooked again.
Hmm.
The captain
Yes.
Travis Boak and Charlie Dixon coming back in. The cricket. Oh, now, what about the cricket? How good was this? Australia lost the toss, sent in to bat. When you were at the Oval, apparently, we win the toss and you bat, Daisy, okay?
Right.
Always bat. And they were in a bit of trouble. They won for, well, Khawaja got a duck. And then Davey Warner batting all right, hit four fours in an over, going all right. He got 43. Amanis got a beauty. He's out for 26. And then what about our man, Trav Bull? That's what we're calling it, Trav Bull. He smashed him.
Not Baz Ball.
Trav Bull.
I like it.
And The Rock was very good too, Smithy. 95 not out. But well done, Travis Head, on your 100th.
Gets this one away. Test century in the ultimate test for Australia's most attacking batter. Travis Head's done it in just 106 balls, and it's his first 100 away from home. First ever against India as well.
Well done.
On
how good 100th, was it?
100th run.
100th run.
Well done to him.
No, it was fantastic. Brilliant.
He was.
Smashing
dug in.
Him.
And you're right. Where'd you steal that from?
What?
Trav Ball.
I made it up.
Did somebody
say
it on the
driving from Geelong?
Did somebody say it on the broadcast?
I might have heard it somewhere. But I put them together. Trav Ball versus
like
Baz Ball coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And well done to Smithy. Good to see. Wouldn't it be good to see him get 100?
It
Steve
would.
Smith. Fantastic. So that was good. He's a bit streaky at times.
They all were a little bit. Even Davey Warner.
Yes.
Wasn't seeing him that well. Then the four fours and arguably the shot before he went out, that beautiful cover drive. Lowered the left leg, threw the covers on the up. That was brilliant.
Three for 327. Speaking of the cricket, Moeen Ali has come into the side, the Pom side. He's a spinner. He's coming out of retirement.
Right.
So that'll be interesting to see how he goes. The NBA score update, spoiler alert. The Nuggets.
Supposed to tell people.
So spoiler alert.
Turn
if
down,
you turn down your
that's
second.
I gave it a couple of seconds.
Oh, that's why you paused. Yeah. That was their spot.
The Nuggets have defeated Miami Heat 109-94 in game 3.
Ooh. You can turn back up now.
That's it. Turn it back up. How would they know that if it's turned
exactly.
down?
Exactly.
Yeah. That was in Miami, by the way. So 2-1 the Nuggets lead if you've turned it back up. Game 4 is Friday in Miami. Anything else? Do you want to talk about the golf or we'll talk about it later?
We can talk about that later.
Hold it at 5, I reckon.
That's the biggest nearly sports news this year.
Incredible.
PGA
Full Swing
Live.
Recording during it too, so wait for that on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
Huge rush hour
What's
today.
Up next?
Mick Fanning will be joining us very soon. Plus, Sam Friedman, maybe the King of Kings. He means everything to me, James Brayshaw from England. But up next, Bill?
We got a phoner.
Mm.
Jeez, that's early.
It's a rush hour, Triple M.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And speaking of that, that is that from the fat.
That is that from the fat.
Bill, topics brownless, I see on the rundown.
133353, what have you bought on Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
Because on the back of this, one lucky man appears to have purchased a 60-metre water slide. 60 metres. On Facebook Marketplace, late at night, sight unseen. He brought it from somewhere out the back of Castlemaine for the sum of $3,000.
Not bad.
Sight unseen, by the way. So he hadn't seen it and went there overnight, picked it up. And we have the negotiations, Rabsy.
Dad, $450.
For jousting sticks. Tell him he's dreaming.
Wrong 50 bucks a metre.
So that is unbelievable. 60 metre water slide. What are you going to do with that?
I assume put some water in it and go down it.
You know what the problem is? You've got to hook it up and you've got to have a frame.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of work.
60's a big slide.
That's a big, big slide. $3,000. He picked it up late at night. Had never seen it before. So that is a bit weird, a bit unusual. So 133353. Hence.
Hence.
What have you bought on Facebook Marketplace? What have you bought
online?
Online, on Facebook Marketplace,
eBay,
on
the Trading Post, whatever it is.
Heart Balm. What have you bought?
Heart Balm.
Unusual.
What's
used
heart
to
balm?
Be in the truth, but anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So that is weird. That is a bit unusual. The 60-metre water slide.
Good prizes too, I would assume.
$200 Neverland store voucher, your home of Australian streetwear. By the way, they're having a massive warehouse sale. You never guess where. 30 Warwick Avenue, Preston, the 23rd of June to the 25th of June. Check out their Facebook event for more details,
Bill. You're right. I would never have guessed that at Warwick Avenue, Preston. Anything bought? Have you ever bought anything off Facebook?
I have. I bought an old person's mobility scooter that I then did up as a Mario theme for Mario Kart for a Mad Monday.
It actually looks good. It's really good.
Pretty fun. I drove it from Bridge Road down to Punt Road to get to the pub.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
On the footpath, of course, not the road. But it went well.
And what happened after?
Left it
somewhere.
I broke it. I drove it off a picnic table at the pub.
A picnic table. You idiot.
I am.
133353. What have you bought on Facebook, Marketplace, Gumtree?
Anything else?
Online. Anywhere online.
Or offline.
Unusual.
What have you bought?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ran out of stuff. You know why?
The tagline of your career.
Right now, Bill, we're asking the family, what have you bought on Facebook Marketplace Unusual?
On the back of a gentleman buying a 60-metre water slide on Facebook Marketplace for $3,000.
Very good.
Mm.
Well, Joe's there in Makata.
Makata.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, Joe. Where's Makata?
It's 10 minutes out of Cobram.
Between Cobram and Katamatite?
Yes, that's correct.
But there's no buildings there or anything. There's no pub.
No, nothing. No.
I thought so. Well, you got to have a pub, don't you? Anyway, what have you bought off Facebook?
No, it was off eBay. My partner brought 300 sets of bathers, bikinis, swimwear for $1,000, hoping he'd make some more money.
And?
No good.
300 pairs of bathers and swimmers.
That's strange.
It's ambitious.
Yeah, ambitious is a good word. Well done.
Thank you. We go to Dazza in Frankston. Dazza, you there?
Hey, mate, how are you going? I need help badly.
What's happened?
Bought two jet skis for $29,000. 12 months old, just been nicely sitting in a shed. Absolutely no problem until I took them to the mechanic.
And?
He goes, $7,000's worth of two spark plugs stuck inside.
Oh, no.
Exhaust absolutely full of salt water. Oh. Yeah. that's just a part so far.
Oh. How much does a jet ski cost normally?
Usually around that sort of mark if they're good ones.
Yeah.
But especially if they're newish. But I just need help explaining it to the wife.
Yeah, good luck.
Any suggestions there, mate?
Just don't tell her.
Yeah.
Don't tell her. It's the best way to go about it.
Also, they got stolen.
Yeah.
So Bill told me.
Yeah.
But guess what's happened?
I'm not telling you.
That's a lot of Kinga, Bill.
Oh, and
29,
another
seven jumping out.
Oh. Josh, he's there from Melbourne. Hey, Josh.
Hey, young.
Well, mate, what have you bought on Facebook?
Well, I used to live up near Narendra, which is near Griffith.
Near Drillery.
Yeah, yeah. And we bought on Marketplace a playground for my daughter.
Yeah.
Put it up in the backyard. Anyway, the guy took photos and everything, and it was all unbolted and beautifully packed, ready to go.
Yeah.
Drove all the way down there, and I swear I used someone else's photos because he'd cut every base off with an angle grinder. And we just driven nearly 8 hours for nothing and had to pay to hire a trailer to pick up this big playground.
And did you take it?
Yeah, we took it for free. We ended up welding it up, luckily. Thank God for that.
In Narendra? Yeah, that'd be a good drive up and back.
No idea.
Oh, wow.
It was all right. A bit hot-headed on the way home, but a few beers, we were good.
There you go. Very good, Josh. Yes. We go to Bo in Wonthaggi.
Bo.
Hey, gentlemen. How are we?
Going well. What have you bought, Unusual?
I bought an Esky, a motorised Esky on Facebook Marketplace for about $400.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful with these, Bill.
Boy.
Because I don't think the coppers like them.
Ah. You actually, so it's an Esky and you
can
sit on it
and drive around.
Is that what you do, Bo?
Yeah, I drove it 500 metres down the road to my mate's joint. I was under 0.05 plane cross, but they came around the corner but let me off with a bit of a warning, which is nice.
Oh, so the police did get you?
Yeah.
Or nearly?
Yes.
Not ideal.
So you put the frothies in and you drive to your mate's house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you have a few, and then you walk home, leave it there, and get it the next day.
Is that what you do?
I think that's what you meant to do.
Yeah, right. Yes. Bowie boy. All right. Who do we like there, Daze?
Have we got any more callers for
no.
the big topic?
No,
that's it. Okay. Geez. I feel we got to give Dazza something. Absolutely reamed to the tune of 29 grand plus another seven.
Ooh.
So Dazza in Frankston, well done. You are the winner of...
Get yourself some new threads, mate. A $200 Neverland store voucher.
Cheers, mate.
Good work. And we got time for Josh here. He drove about 8 hours to get the playground that he had the bolt on. Or
yeah, absolutely. Josh, we're going to give you a $100 grilled voucher, mate.
Oh, he's got the radio.
Yeah, good on you, Joshy. Well done, mate. You
sorry, boys.
No, you're all right. Sorry, right. By the way, every time your Australian Rules or Rugby League team wins this season, score 2-for-1 burgers. Just head to grill.com.au for details and to sign up.
Very good. How's about we get Mick Fanning on?
Yes,
can we do that?
Please. You know him, don't you?
I do know him.
You played his golf day.
He's got a massive weekend, doesn't he, Dave?
He certainly does. A golf day tomorrow, and then he's going down the slide on Monday.
Wow. Mm. That's huge. Where's his golf day?
When?
Where?
Queensland.
Good.
Good chat. All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
When he's about to say something stupid, he somehow manages to look stupider.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB Bill with Daisy Thomas. And right now, what an honour this is. We are joined by three-time world surfing champion Mick Fanning.
Yes.
Our next guest is a three-time World Surf League champion, six-time Male Surfer of the Year, and he punched the shark.
Like, totally rad, dude.
So, hanging 10 down the big free slide should be a cinch. Please welcome Mick Fanning.
Yes, let's welcome the great man to the show. We'll get to the big freeze number 9 first, but we catch him at a golf course now, Bill, because tomorrow is his second annual Mick Fanning Charity Golf Day. Mick, thanks for joining us and welcome.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me.
Now, you haven't ripped the lid off too early, have you? We've got you at a good time. You and the mad hooies aren't just ripping into the beers just yet.
No, not yet. I've still got a little bit of organising to do. I just had to wash a little bit of the thirst down.
And don't tell me what happens. Oh, well, tell me what happens at these golf days. Obviously, you play golf, but I see you raised $450,000 for flood victims last year. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's Daisy can tell you, it was man of the hour last year.
But he was.
Look, we're lucky. We got incredible celebrities that come along, but then on top of that, we got incredible sponsors that come and sponsor each different hole, and just sort of go above and beyond. And then also incredible auction items, raffles, all of it. So a lot of hard work goes in from the team, but we try and leave no stone unturned.
It's an amazing effort to raise that much because you and a lot of your mates, when the floods were at their peak, were out there on your own jet skis trying to help out, rescue, and chip in any sort of way.
Yeah, it was a real dire time up here. We sort of, the Tweed was sort of like the first port of call for fuel, for food, for clothing. And through that time, we just started building relationships with people and families. And we still know. I was just down Woodburn, Broadwater area just last week. And, mate, there's still so many people that are not in their homes. They're in pods. Their kids are displaced, different schools. And so, just trying to do our part to help out there.
It's a good effort. Great effort, really. Now, do you play or you drive the drinks cart?
I should drive the drinks cart. I'm that bad.
He's no good, Dave.
No, he goes all right. A little bit left and right,
is
but that's okay.
Is there a watering hole?
Every hole is a watering hole. It's one of the better golf days I've ever been a part of, not only in terms of what the cause is, but you certainly don't go, or there's no chance of you being dehydrated.
Good.
Aiming to raise $750,000, there are auctions, and is an auction going, at @MickFanning_charitygolfday on Instagram. Have a listen to this for some of the prizes.
Righto.
A round of golf at Peninsula Kingswood with Jeff Ogilvy and Andy Lee, if you don't mind.
Nice.
An ultimate Mick Fanning experience. You go surfing with the great man, you stay at his house, and he takes you for a piss up at his brewery.
Oh, nice.
Yes, please. Open package, a Gabba test experience, and so much more. It's incredible the prizes you've got, mate. I might be bidding on a couple.
Yeah, I hope you do. we're lucky. We have some great people that just put their hand up and put in each and every year. And it's not just a one-man job. It's a real team effort, and it's a community thing too. It's a big celebration of community and what it means to come together and celebrate as Australians.
No, it's fantastic. Alan Border was there last year, but that's who you want to be playing golf with.
Hamish and Andy this year.
Hamish and Andy.
The Inspired Unemployed.
We've got a couple of singers there. They can get up and beat out a few bars. Shannon Knoll.
Yeah, I think there's a karaoke machine on the mat who he's hole this year. So hopefully Guy and Shannon can bust out a couple of tunes.
What about me?
Yeah, that's a song, Bill.
Now, tell us, what are you doing with yourself, Mickey boy? What else? You had a brewery and you're doing a bit of dog food, are you?
Yeah, dog food. Sort of do a bit of everything. Sort of got my fingers in a few different pies. But, yeah, on the business side of things, the brewery, scratch pet food. And then probably one that's going really well at the moment is Sea Forest. It's farming seaweed to try and reduce methane down in Tassie. They grow it all, and
yeah.
It's called Sea Forest, which is a good one. So yeah, hopefully help out the environment while making good steak.
Got his own softboards as well up there, McFanning softboards. And also, not only are you raising money, but you're giving back as well. You're down here on Monday after your big Friday tomorrow. You'll come down on Monday to be a part of Big Freeze 9.
Yeah, no, I'm really honoured to be a part of the Big Freeze. I met Neil, must have been when they were doing the first Big Freeze, and then also Dr. Ian Davis, who has since passed away. But, you know, got to learn a lot more about MND and how much it not only affects the people that have it, but the families that have to care for them. And, you know, I know Neil's been a huge figure down there in Melbourne, especially in the footy world. And so, yeah, it's really honoured to support that and finally get along.
It's bloody cold, let me tell you, but they say you've been out in the water and it's been cold. any idea about the costume? I know you're not allowed to tell us, but you've got to put some thought into this, Mickey boy.
Yeah, no, costume's good, and you'd be happy to know that it's very minimal, so it'll be good. Really cold.
Right. I actually went down in little Dick Swimmers. And
yeah, that was underwhelming.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Not good for your brand, Bill.
I know. Well, they were VB ones, so it was all right. It was good for me, brand. Except there weren't the long necks. It was a little,
the old grenade.
Grenades, those VB grenades we used to drink.
Of course, if you can, jump online and buy a beanie or get one at Coles Express and Bunnings. Mate, we thank you very much.
Oh, hang on. You're asking about methane. That's farts, isn't it?
I didn't understand.
It's fart. Like when the cows fart and all that. That's what he's trying to get rid of that, which helps the environment.
All right. Well, explain it if you will.
Yeah. How do you stop cows
more
farting?
In depth than that? Give us a good.
Yeah. No, there's the seaweed that grows in Tassie. It's called asparagus, and there's chemicals in it that takes the methane out of the gas in the cows, and it actually grows the cow quicker as well. So it's pretty amazing. It's almost like a vitamin supplement for cows.
Is it fit for human consumption, Bill?
Yeah, I might have to get some of that. Crikey.
I'd deflate
you. Try.
Hey, where did you celebrate when you won Bells too? Of course, you rang the bell down there about four times, but did you go to the pub just there in
Janjuk? Torquay?
Yeah, couple at Janjuk and a couple at some friends' houses. I don't really remember, to be honest.
I mean, mate, Jamie's got the pub down there and it's a good time for him down there over Easter.
I'm sure his tills are overflowing.
Bloody oath. Yeah.
Does the alter ego get out? Does Eugene pop his head out anymore?
Eugene.
As I said, I don't remember.
Very good, mate. Thank you very much for your time. All the best in organising tomorrow, your own golf day. As I said, jump on at McFanning_charitygolfday if you can bid and get around the big man as he goes down the Big Freeze. Number 9, Mick, you are a superstar. Hopefully next year I can be up there playing and I don't have to fill in for JB. Thanks very much for your time.
Mate, you're always welcome. And thanks very much, boys. And appreciate the support.
Good on you, Fano.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So who did you like?
It's not a hard job.
It is a hard job. Hey, Daisy, you're our golf man. More developments overnight with the PGA and LIV.
Hill, this is big.
Rory McIlroy has spoken at the Canadian Open, but I want to ask you, is it a merger or is it a takeover?
Well, this is where the lines have been blurred a little bit. So the understanding is they're just working in cahoots. So a merger more so than a takeover.
Right.
But from what Rory's trying to come out and saying, he's not believing that LIV will continue. However, the Saudi Private Investment Fund, the PIV he references, they're the ones that own the LIV brand. And have got all the cash that the PGA want to jump in bed with. So I don't think they'd be doing deals that just means that they then go to nothing.
That's right. Mm. Who's in charge?
of Liv.
No, this the new merger.
Well, it has become a deal between Jay Monahan, who now everyone despises,
PGA.
The PGA commissioner. But people are calling for his head. They don't understand how he's got to this. And a lot of players, as we touched on yesterday, were left in the dark, found out about it throughout Twitter on the morning news. So the PGA players who didn't leave for cash, who were promised this never happened, they are blowing up deluxe, and rightfully so. Blokes like Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah.
$300 million he was offered.
To go to live.
And he said no. And I'll pledge my allegiance to the PGA. And then six months later, they're all in the one tour. This is going to be, although they're somewhat aligned and united, that's what they're saying, the sport is, there's going to be tensions and fracas everywhere.
It's a huge story. It's a big, big story. Rory McIlroy was, he's declared that the LIV Tour will go away under golf's new deal. He was at the Canadian Open. Very smoky there it was at the Canadian Open. And I asked him... Do you like or hate Liv?
But it's not Liv. I think that's the thing. I still hate Liv. Like, I hate Liv. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from Liv. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for, and I think it will continue to do that.
He hates Liv.
He hates them. But PIV is the Saudi-backed people who back Liv.
So
they own the Liv brand that they've built up.
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
I'm
and
confused.
Liv are planning, of course, of having their own tour still continuing outside the PGA Tour.
And Rory, of course, put himself out there, the Irishman.
It's hard for me to not sit up here and feel somewhat like a sacrificial lamb and, you know, feeling like I've put myself out there and this is what happens. Again, removing myself from the situation, I see how this is better for the game of golf. There's no denying that.
So he's saying it's better for the game of golf.
Overall, yeah, no doubt about it. And what's Liv done has meant for the PGA players in the interim before this takeover now, PGA prize pools went up.
Yes.
Not to the level of obviously Liv, but they went up incrementally. The Liv players would be sitting back with cigars and whiskey on private jets,
Cameron
just
Smith.
Laughing like sharks, Bill.
Laughing like sharks.
130 mil Cam Smith got to... I guess, give up the loyalty to the PGA, whatever that means,
but,
to set himself up for life, and now he's going to be able to play on it.
But if they come back to the PGA, there's going to have to be some sort of penalty, surely.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's all just, we're all love and all fair in love and war.
You know who could be the big losers out of all this?
Talk to me.
Like Adelaide. Will they still come and play live tournaments like they did in Adelaide?
Yeah, well, and again, that's sort of the grey area, which people are figuring out. But the quote was yesterday, we'll work together to set up a new schedule.
Right.
So whether it's Liv combined with PGA, so it could be even better that Liv and a PGA event might now come out to Adelaide on the back of the success. I would think it'd be hard to not sell that dream considering how popular it was.
Yes. Very interesting. Big,
it's
big
brilliant.
Story in
and
sport.
Of course, the Netflix documentary, Full Swing,
yes.
They tweeted yesterday that the cameras were rolling. So at the end of this year, when this comes out, this will be the biggest story.
So what's this for the people who mightn't know?
So think Drive to Survive, the F1 documentary.
Yeah. Yep.
They have done one series of Full Swing that came out last year.
And that was?
That was more all about the PGA and Liv, sort of which direction they're going. And now, only 1 year later, they're all back in bed together. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Should be good viewing.
Amazing. Hey, Sam Friedman's going to join us after five. He's got a horse running at Royal Ascot.
Artorias.
Good win. And James Brayshaw, the one and only.
He means everything to me.
He does. From the Oval. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Very good news here.
Oh, go on.
Lupton Town.
No.
What's it called?
Luton Town.
Luton Town.
Lupton.
Where's the B?
Lupton.
Luton. Luton Town.
Or just rolling into the second hour of the Rush Hour for you Thursday. Still to come, Sam Friedman up next talking about Artorias and its chances over at Royal Ascot.
Better.
Thank you very much. Jing may be on the line.
Oh,
this is
on,
still
Jing.
A maybe. Bill, what is going on? He's your mate.
He's Triple M's own, right? And we let him go over there for 4 or 5 days and we can't get hold of him.
We can't get a hold of him.
Where's
Thirsty
Ewan?
Thursday, footy chat and a joke to round us off.
Oh, at lunch.
Another one.
But we do have some other sport news and Lionel Messi.
Assistència de Xavi, més capreta per a Messi, 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 immens Messi, encara 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 Messi, gol, 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 gol.
Yes.
I think he kicked a goal.
I'm unsure.
He is going to play for Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
Yes, Inter Miami. So there you go.
Who owns them?
Well, Miami is managed by the son of Neville Neville.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Can you believe that? Phil Neville. And is co-owned by David Beckham.
Right.
Miami is currently valued at $600 million. $600 million, but they expect it to reach $1 billion with Messi signing.
Did Beckham pay $25 million for that?
$25 million was his little share.
That's a good investment.
That's a good investment. But they're saying that Messi will also have some ownership stake.
Well, how's the ticket pricing already? $39 up to $390, and now on hold.
$39 to get in.
It used to be last season.
Yeah.
Now up to $390 on the talk that maybe this was happening, and since the announcement, you cannot buy.
Oh, yes. How's our team going over there, the new team in the EPL?
Well, the season only just finished, so
yeah,
but we're having a good off-season.
What are they called again?
Luton Town.
Luton Town. Mm-hmm. We're going to jump on. We're going to buy a membership.
You said you were going to do that. Yeah. Is that the one where you go through the backyards to get to the venue?
Yes, exactly. Two old houses go into the venue. It's unbelievable. So we're going to buy memberships. You're in charge of that, Rebsy.
Yep. Remember we looked them up and couldn't get them.
Not yet, because the season's just finished, Rebs. Get it. Ryan Papenhuyzen now.
This has just happened.
Rugby league.
Has denied that he could be playing in a month. Alex said yesterday that he'd be playing in a month. So he said, no, Alex, that's not right. I'll knock the 3 to 4 week reports on its head. I think it's a bit ambitious now.
Right.
So once I get a good block of training in and then probably have to come through the reserve grade. Do you reckon he comes through the reserve grade?
Probably not, no.
No. So,
is there a chance you'll be speaking with the Pap?
Yes, next week maybe. 21st. State of Origin. Your birthday.
It is.
Yes. Be good to see him out there. Jeez, we need him. And what about this on Saturday? This Saturday, June 10, at the Moe Football Ground. Ooh. Moe Lions take on Mafra. How big a game's that one?
Mafra or Morwell?
Mafra.
Mafra, righto. Yeah, well, it's not the local derby I thought it was. That'll be a massive game nonetheless, though.
It's all to do with Fight MND. Neil Danaher will be there the game. Also, Sam Kekovich will be cooking up some lamb.
The king of.
And Archie Thompson will be in the dunking machine.
The mayor of everywhere.
Exactly. So buy your beanies, raffle tickets, all that. All funds, of course, go to Fight MND. That is a beauty.
Oh, that'll be a big turnout, Bill.
Saturday, June 10 at Moe. Moe, take on Mafra.
Brilliant. That, you know what they have? They have fires up on the hill. It all happens out there. Stand around and get nice and warm.
Oh, the big suds.
Yeah, the big drums. Yeah, you betcha.
Archie Thompson.
Yeah, the mayor of everywhere. He loves it.
Remember when he came on the show?
Yes.
No.
And they've lost one of their strikers or wingers.
Yes.
In Jefferson
Farfan. Farfan.
Farfan.
Farfan.
You played with him. You should know his name. That was a battle of the minds there. Me and Archie, fair to go.
Farfan.
What was it?
Battle it out.
Battle of the minds. Go Moe, by the way, because our man Manny is the president, of course, Gelagotis.
Any good tips you got?
Might have one this weekend. Stinging boy.
Sam Friedman is sending a horse over to Royal Ascot, and you're heading over as well. He joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Investment properties,
yes.
Private schools. Next, I'm going to get taxed for looking good.
Now, next guest has a massive couple of weeks coming up.
Break out the top hat, the tails, the tea and the scones.
Yum, yum, yum.
Because the Platinum Jubilee Stakes at Royal Ascot is only weeks away.
Medieval Crown, Campanella, and over on the far side, Creative Force. They go for the line. It is close. Medieval Crown, I think, is just going to get his revenge here.
And while Daisy is heading over as a punter, our next guest is heading back after placing third last year with Artorias. Please welcome Sam Friedman.
Yeah, Sammy, welcome to the Rush Hour, buddy. Heading back, unfinished business for you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys. Hopefully we can go a couple of places better this year.
Because you're going to Royal Ascot, we just heard that, and Artorias dead-heated for third last time over there?
Yeah, it was a good run. He, in typical Artorias fashion, for anyone who doesn't know, he makes it hard work for him. He dropped right out and looked gone at the 800, but I thought I was on a flight home that night after looking at him at the 800-metre mark, but he was excellent late, and I think he's going a bit better this year. So hopefully we can get a better result.
Nice. What's the plan in getting the horse over there in terms of the travel? You know, how does it fly? Where does it end up?
How do horses sleep, by the way? They sleep standing up or on the ground?
Yeah, they sleep standing up. It's a logistical nightmare, to be honest, to get them over there. They leave tonight and they stop off in Singapore. They've got a few hours there. Then they fly to Sharjah. They've got a couple of hours there. And they go, they fly into Heathrow. And then they've got to check all the, obviously, we send saddles and feed and all sorts of stuff that's got to go through customs. They've got to check all of that. So, yeah, it ends up probably 36 hours or so of travel for the horse. So you need the right sort of, can cope with that to take over. But, yeah, thankfully we've got the right one.
Do you send one of your strappers on that flight? Do they get to walk them in between when they get off at the in-between connecting flights?
Yeah, we do send someone with the horse, and there's some flying grooms, which that's basically their job. They fly around with horses around the world, which it's actually probably a bit more comfortable there than it is anywhere else on the plane, to be honest. You've got a bit more room, and the horses, they don't really leave their, you know, more or less like a cabin. They're sort of bunked in with another horse. They don't really get a walk or anything, but they get plenty of water, plenty of feed, and it is an interesting exercise.
It's
fascinating, yeah.
Why do they sleep standing up, Sam?
they take the weight off one of their legs, so you'll often see a horse standing for a period of time, and they'll rest one leg, and they sort of shift it around.
Just be easy to lay down.
Why wouldn't they lay? So if you see a horse laying down, that's the horse is in trouble.
they can sleep lying down, but they generally, you'll find generally they do stand up. Often young horses will lie down when they're growing.
Yeah.
They do a lot of growing lying down. So,
strange.
You've travelled around a fair bit though. Oh. Billy was just going through your passport.
Oh, exactly. Been everywhere. Croatia is the best bar.
France,
Italy.
Dubai.
Jeez, you've been around, boy.
Yeah. No, we've been lucky. Work's taken me a few places, and then I've managed to tack on a few trips with some mates along with it.
Have you managed to take Maddie away with you, or is this the first occasion?
This is the first occasion.
Who's Maddie?
Well, Maddie's the better half.
Yes. You'd be a bit quieter. No bars in Christchurch, I don't reckon.
No, we'll be... it'll be a nice trip. She'll be joining in a couple of weeks' time. So.
He gets over there early. Well battered. Hey, did you play cricket over in the UK?
I did for a season, yeah. Gee. I did one season. I like to pump this up a little bit, actually. It makes me sound like I was a much better cricketer than I really was, saying you played overseas.
Exactly.
So, it was good fun. It was basically just on the piss for 6 months right. Playing a bit of cricket.
What were you, a batter, tear away quick?
Oh, third man.
Both. Probably call myself a faster bowler than I was, but I could hold a bat.
Yeah. And then you've trained with your dad for a while, Anthony, of course, co-trainers, and now you're out on your own. Are you enjoying that? And it'd be tough, I reckon, being a sole trainer.
Yeah, well, a bit harsh on the old man. We're still in partnership, but no.
Sorry,
No, it's good. It has its challenges working with your old man, but it's we've had some success, so it's been worthwhile.
Bloody hell. All right, how's it going to go? Taurus, as you said, dead-heated last year. So, and what odds do you get? And how do we get on?
Yeah, I think you'll find maybe $6 or $7. He was $14 a little while ago. He's been pretty well backed, I think.
Ooh.
Some of the international form's a bit questionable. So there's it doesn't look as strong a race as last year. And I think the horse is probably going better. So, no, I'd probably be pretty confident he certainly fill an each-way bet.
You, of course, have been to Royal Ascot before. For a first-timer, have you got any advice? What should I do? What do I need to bring? Yeah. Any advice whatsoever?
Because Daisy's going.
You can't overdress. Find the nicest thing you can find in your wardrobe and just put it on and try not to get too pissed too early. It gets a bit rowdy at the end of the day after the races, but for the actual race day, it's pretty prim and proper. It's not quite cup day or
but you have to have the top and tails and all that.
Yeah, top hat, tails, all of that, and flower on the jacket never goes astray.
Well, flower, yeah,
flower on the jacket, yeah. Top and tails. What about if the big A does win? What are we talking, after party sort of style?
Yeah, I've played this out in my head for about 12 months now. So there's a massive crew of my mates that are going to be over there. So I think you're welcome to tag along as into whatever we can organise.
There you go.
You join in beautifully there.
I will. Yeah. If you win the race, do you get an invite to Buckingham Palace?
I think the main character is you get to meet the king, so shake hands with the king and have a brief conversation. So I don't know about the meeting in Buckingham Palace, but there is some sort of meeting with the royals.
Well, as the official party liaison of Artorias, I effectively want to be down there shaking hands with the king just behind you, if that's all right.
Not a problem at all. I'm sure they'll be open to it.
Do they have the bar, the winner's bar, when you go in there and get on it till the next race and all that?
Well, I don't know. We didn't win, so I'm away at the loser's bar and drowning our sorrows. But I'm sure they'll have some sort of good celebration.
Surely. Absolutely. Well, I'll be leading the charge there. And hopefully it is the WP after Artorias goes on from a barnstorming victory from behind, Bill. Yeah. And we all go feral. Sammy, all the very best. Yes. I can't wait to see you over there.
No, thanks for having me on, guys.
On you, Sammy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, feeding him. Two men wouldn't have done that.
We've branded him Truman.
Two men wouldn't have done that.
The footy kicks off tonight from the SCG round 13. So let's rip into Thirsty Thursday.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Frothy time.
It's Thirsty Thursday.
Have a beer.
The Thirsty Camel's Hunt Club for exclusive weekly offers and rewards. Membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly.
So, Dave, this is where you boys sit around the front bar and chat about this round of footy.
Yes. Your shout.
Okay.
Two pots of Carlton, please.
Two pots of Kilwan.
Tonight, of course, Sydney St Kilda up there at the SCG. Both teams coming off the bye. Sydney, good win last start. St Kilda just were dropping off a bit, so the bye came at the right time.
The bye did come at a good time. It's still 12th v 5th, though. Mm, so over the season, the body of work, you'd have to be thinking St Kilda are in this right up to their eyeballs. I think a lot of people are expecting an emotional response from the Swans in and around, obviously, Buddy's 350th. That's why they go into this one a red-hot favourite.
Yeah.
Their form has been questionable, though. They rolled the Blues, and we've seen that that isn't the strongest form line continuing.
Yep.
They get a couple back, which is good, at their home
lose
deck.
Lose Parker.
Yeah, and we've spoken about that record of St Kilda up at the SCG as well.
Yeah.
You think, and I think, the Swans will be winning that one.
Yes, because it's at the SCG. And the Lizard, of course, signed a 7-year deal.
Incredible.
So he'd be very happy. Friday night footy. Interesting game. Western Bulldogs. Been poor the last two. Against the Suns and the Cats.
Yes.
Should have won those two because they were going well before
that. Four in a row before that.
Exactly. A disappointing last two. But Port Adelaide, 9 in a row, and it's a club record. So they are flying. But it's at Marvel. I don't mind the Dogs here.
Yeah, it should be a cracker.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. But we don't know which Western Bulldogs we're going to get. As you said, the last 2 weeks, very poor. We thought they were going to roll the Cats, and they probably should have. The midfield didn't get the dominance that we were hoping for. They're hard to catch, the Western Bulldogs.
Yes.
I can't seem to tip them, and when I do, they lose, and when I don't, they win. It's very, very hard for me. Port Adelaide at the moment, you have to take on trust. And as we've spoken about, that first half of footy against the Hawks was as pure a football as you are ever likely to see. 90-odd points up at halftime. Just a genuine demolition job, and it doesn't matter about what opposition you're playing.
Yep.
When you're playing that crisp, the confidence you get, they just seem to be riding high, and I think it'll be a perfect 10 for Ken.
All right, I'll go Western Bulldogs there. Adelaide West Coast, we only mentioned this because of the Texan, 250th game. Well done to you.
Hopefully he kicks 10, Bill.
10?
Oh, I feel like it could be a game where they're so far on top that all ball can just be directed to him.
Put him in the goal square, kick to him.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they move it so well that good luck if you're a West Coast defender. Of course, we wish the young boy, Ryan Marrick, all the very best his debut. What a story that'll be if he can go over there and play some good footy.
Texan,
come on, Texan. The King's birthday eve,
7:15,
I think it is, Sunday night. Carlton, $2. Essendon, $1.85. The Bombers won 3 in a row. Carlton lost 5 in a row, and their last 4 weeks, this is how many goals they've kicked. 6, 6, 7, and 8.
Yes.
That's not enough.
It isn't enough, and we expected the last 2 weeks, especially after they had the form-ish slump and weren't able to score, that they'd flick the switch and do something. It hasn't happened so far.
So what are you saying? Did you say during the week, I read somewhere on a Triple M tile, that if they lose, you're never, ever going to pick them again.
Yeah, I wrote that in the bathroom on that tile you're looking at. I will never tip them ever again for the entirety of my life. So I am expecting them to win. Obviously, I'm not hoping they lose because I do want to tip them going forward. I have a soft spot for them.
So do I.
Hopefully, surely this can be the starting point of something, because if they don't win this, it's pretty much season over.
Righto, King's birthday too. Melbourne, $2.02. Oh. Collingwood, $1.82. No Jordan DeGoey, of course, won 8 in a row. But what's Oliver going to do? Oliver Clancy Overflow, whatever he's doing.
Clancy, no, overflow. I'm sorry, but we just have to finish it there.
Just wrap
it.
Oliver Clancy Overflow. Clancy,
who's going to win quickly?
Pies.
Pies. I'm going Melbourne.
Good on you, mate. I'm proud of you.
Boys, we've got him.
We've secured the King of Kings. Gene, everything to me.
He joins us next from the Oval in London.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Is there nothing you won't do for money?
No.
Billy Brownless and Daisy Thomas filling in for this man who doesn't have an opener, but we do have this.
How do you think Jimmy Brayshaw? You know he's the president.
Yes, I love him so much. He's the King of Kings. He's everything to me.
Yes, live from the Oval, been good enough to give up some of his time, nice. Secured him, Bill, yes. To talk to us about the Aussies and how well they're going. Jing, welcome.
I ran into that bloke out the front of the Oval yesterday. He said, Jim, you are the King of Kings. You are everything to me.
You are everything. Hey, great start for the Aussies, Jimmy boy. But why did India win the toss and bowl?
Oh, my God. Well, two things. Why do you win the toss and bowl? Why do you leave Ravi Ashwin, the number one ranked bowler in world cricket, out of your team? It's an astounding muck-up.
Yep.
Yeah, for want of a stronger term. Yeah. And better go with that. they've just handed the Aussies the, you know, extraordinary upper hand in this game, and then Travis Head, empty. You can't play any better than that.
Yeah. But at times, Jim, he looks a bit streaky. You think he's going to go out when Javava or what's he, the off spinner?
Jadeja.
When he come on, Jim, it looked like Javava. He was going to get him every ball.
That's the way he plays, and he's got to play like that. You know, we were talking yesterday about, you know, the Baz Ball thing and how England have reinvented cricket. Travis Head's been playing cricket like that now for 3 years, and it works. His head's clear. His positive intent gets him through those, as you say, streaky times, and you're right. But what he does is score. Like, he just can't – when he's out in the middle, he just keeps scoring. And a run of ball 100 on that pitch yesterday is as good as it gets.
Guess what we're calling it over here? I am, of course. It's called trod ball.
Yes, exactly. Well, he was doing it well before the bloody comms started to claim it.
Exactly.
And I love him. And I thought Steve Smith worked really hard too. Yep. He wasn't in great touch. He, you know, didn't have great rhythm to his batting. But like all champions, he just found a way through. And then in the end, started to roll. That's a great sign for this summer, because not only this game, but if he starts making runs in that Ashes series, then Australia will win it. Simple as that.
Are we happy enough with what Davey Warner produced?
Yes. Yeah, I like that too. I thought he worked really hard. Normally Dave, either, you know, a bit like Eddie, either goes hard or goes home. But I thought when it was green early and it was diving around, he worked really hard. So, like that. Obviously, he was nicked off early. But, I thought that day couldn't have been scripted better. Firstly, great toss to lose.
Yep.
And then about the way they did. And now I've set the game up. They should go on and win.
Yeah, the crowd, bloody noisy. I saw you on the ground there at one stage.
Oh, my God.
Mate, and you weren't sure where you were going. You were going that break or whatever. But there's a lot of Indians in the crowd.
Oh, ridiculous. I mean, they're fanatical too. It's like I was saying to Laurie Colliver, who I'm here with, who's the swamp of cricket stats.
Yes.
When Virat Kohli or Rohit Sharma appear on the ground, the noise, it's like they've seen JC just after Easter.
Exactly.
Like, you've never seen anything like it. It's mesmerising for the Indian fans, and they just go, you know, they go ballistic. It's actually quite extraordinary.
Exactly right.
Set the scene for day two then. What's the weather conditions like? You've just pulled up
at
the Oval.
I'm at the ground. Yep, I'm looking out now. It's a much better day than yesterday. What happens here is it's cold in the morning, and then as the day gets on, it just gets better and better. 5-6 o'clock's the best part of the day. So sun's shining now. It couldn't be a better time for the Aussies to be batting.
Oh,
obviously, Big Greeny coming in next. I hope he bops them up into the stand and then cares and get to 500 and start bowling.
Hey, is that your suit you got on? It doesn't fit you right.
No, that one's been given the arse.
Ah, It didn't look right on your gym, and I've got no idea about clothing and all that.
Obviously.
But you look like a fool's head.
No, that one didn't fit, and that was pointed out to me about halfway through the day, and I said, I just wear what I'm given. So that one's been put to the back, and I've got a different one on today that fits much better.
Good. And you've been having a few champagnes with Lise, I see.
Very quietly away we have. She's going to the theatre today, if you don't mind. She's going to Hamilton.
Hamilton?
On the West End. Yep.
Did we see the Trash Panda on the call last night?
Oh, yeah.
Trash Panda was there. He said, what's this Trash Panda? I said, mate, it's the fans that have called you the Trash Panda. It's nothing to do with me. It's the Triple M listeners. He falls into the Luke Hodge category of someone who thought he would have played for Australia if he kept playing cricket.
Put me in that category too, Jim. Very good. We could keep a basement.
We've just got some audio here, Jim, of you saying that I actually got something right. Have a listen.
It works. His head's clear. His positive intent gets him through those, as you say, streaky times, and you're right.
Nothing, Jim.
Why did you not say that?
We've got it. We've got it on tape.
Don't be turning shit around and fiddling with it in the booth, Matty. I never said that.
Okay, we'll chat to you tomorrow. What time?
All right, perfect. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a listen to him.
See you, boys.
See you, King of Kings, bye. James Brayshaw. He means everything to us. He is over in London.
Oh, the pump up.
I know. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Time zone.
Yeah.
It must be jet lag. Do you want to hear it again?
No, well, just a.
It works. His head's clear. His positive intent gets him through those, as you say, streaky times, and you're right.
You're right.
Wow. Wow. Believe that. Everything. I know.
Of course.
But that suit wasn't right. Did you see
it? Yeah, it was not quite. Yeah.
Of course.
I think
you
it was Jason Bennett.
The cricket on the channel.
I mean, JL.
JB7.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. Oh, he's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Can't wait for tomorrow as well. A big Friday show before we go into a long weekend. Luke McDonald from the Kangas to join us, Bill.
Yes.
Amanda King from Australian Finishing School.
What is she going to talk
about? She's going to teach me how to be proper. And to speak proper. We'll have brag artists plus a Fruity Friday one, and that one is one of these, a joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Absolutely. Get into Bunnings Warehouse.
For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in-store or online.
Lowest prices are just the beginning.
Beat you by 10%, they will. Every time. Bang. Guess what my grandfather...
Grandfather?
...said to me before he kicked the bucket, Daisy.
What, Bill?
Oi, Bill, how far do you reckon I can kick this bucket?
It's so bad.
It's better than the other answer. Stop shaking the ladder.
Yeah, well, that's where I thought you were going. That would have give us that one.
No, I
give
can't.
Give us that that's one.
What? That one?
Give us the...
Guess what my grandfather said to me before he kicked the bucket?
What's that, Bill?
Stop shaking the ladder, you...
It's fruit on a Thursday. That's even better.
We better beep that, by the way.
Don't worry, I beeped it live.
Yeah, well good. Done. Well,
you
well.
Saved yourself.
Yes.
No, well good, Ramsey.
Good for a Thursday.
Who's grandfather one?
Sorry, bit of fruit.
Sorry, Pop.
Plenty of fruit tomorrow?
Working on it.
Okay. Dr. Pepper?
Dry cleaning Dr. Pepper.
Footy tonight from 7.
Yes, footy.
And boy.
Listening to the footy.
That's it.
You are kicking a ball.